on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It is the WSJM Sports Road Trip. This morning we make a stop at Coloma High School. The road trip is brought to you by Zix Specialty Meats. Visit their shop in Berrien Springs or order online at zixmeats.com. United Way of Southwest Michigan inviting you to get in on the game. Team up with United Way to strengthen our community. Learn more at uwsm.org. By Waterbleed Public Schools, working together to keep us together. And Realtor Ryan Art, superior service and expert results. Call the best when you're looking to buy or sell your home. Call Ryan Art, Southwest Michigan's 2016 Realtor of the Year, 470-6666, or visit ryanart.com. Again, we are at Coloma High School this morning. We're going to be talking bowling, we'll talk wrestling, we'll talk girls basketball and boys basketball as well. We're going to be talking girls bowling to start with. First of all, I just want to say good morning and thank you to the athletic director and softball coach, Wendy Goodline, for having us again. Good to see you.
No problem. Thanks, Phil. Good morning to you.
Great things going on right now at Coloma,
It is. It's a good winter, yes.
Yeah, it really is. We're going to talk a little bit about the success of the bowling team, but you've got some wrestlers that are having nice seasons. Girls basketball has a nice season. Boys basketball undefeated. There's a lot of excitement.
There is. Yep. It's exciting. The girls bowling, we're going to start with. They're having a fantastic season. They're undefeated in their conference. I think they've only lost once in a tournament, so they're having a great season. Their coach, Carly Burrell, couldn't be here today. She had a work commitment, but she's sent a couple girls for you.
Nice. And they are Morgan Hosbein and Emily Felton. Thanks for getting up early and coming in. Congratulations on the start of the season. Well, coach says undefeated in the conference so far, right? So
yeah.
Let me ask the two of you, Morgan and then Emily. How long have you been bowling? Do you remember about when you started?
I started around like first grade, so a long time.
Wow,
it's been like my 10th season of bowling.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Was it just a family thing? Everyone in the family would bowl, or was it something you just thought you'd...
No, we started bowling together on league play at Coloma Lanes. So.
Okay. All right. Emily, for you, do you remember when you started?
It was like first grade.
It's the same time.
Was it really?
Yeah.
We started on the same team.
We all were like on the same league.
Okay. Now, when it comes to bowling, how... Is it a year-round? I would imagine a year-round activity for you, and not the season, but just, you know, for you bowling. Do you take much time off, or do you bowl as often as you can?
Well, we take time off during softball season, and then we start back up. In about October, we start bowling again. Sometimes we bowl a couple times in the summer.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, no bowling during softball season.
That's right.
That was one of the questions I was going to ask you. Other than, you know, bowling, other activities you have here at Coloma, do you play any other sports or, you know, any other extracurriculars that you're involved with? Emily, for you, anything else outside of
bowling? I
play
softball.
Softball?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Same
thing. Yeah, softball.
Of the two, do you have a favorite?
Oh, God.
Bowling. Sorry, Ms. Goodline.
That's all right. She's pretty good at it.
When she said, that's all right, I'm thinking, you know, she's going through her head, all right, I got a workout in store for her. How much work do you put into getting ready for the bowling season? I mean, is there anything in particular that you do getting ready for bowling season, or is it just you just go to the lanes as much as possible and just get repetitions in?
Well,
you want to answer?
We just usually just go to tryouts and then just see where we are from there and then just work at it from there.
How many girls on the bowling team?
Seven.
So,
okay.
It's not really that much. I mean, it's probably about what a typical team carries, so.
Now, for the two of you individually for the season, are you putting up scores that you thought you might, hoping that you would, or you're both nodding yes?
Yeah.
So are you maybe exceeding expectations?
Yeah.
I bowled a 267 Thursday, so we're doing good this season.
Wow, yeah, you are. Wow. So would I take a wild stab in the dark to say that might be your best game?
Yeah, it is.
Is it? 267. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what better situation to do it than during competition, right?
I mean, it was during practice.
Oh, it was during practice. I thought maybe during one of the
weekends. No, it's all right, but it still counts.
Yeah.
It's a good game.
So in the season, was there any, now you hit 267, before that, was there a certain score that each one of you were looking to bowl? Was there one number you had in mind that you really wanted to?
Yeah. I wanted to top it to 40 personally.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Emily, for you, is there a certain score?
Well, I always want to go big, so, like, I want to hit a 300. So I just want to go, but it always ends with, like, a 275-something, and then just...
So you bowled a 275 or pretty close?
I've done it off-season, but not during season.
All right. What's a competition like? If somebody doesn't know exactly, if you in conference and you have a bowling competition, some people may not know how it goes. How is the setup?
Well, we do two Baker games, which is when you have five people bowl one game together. So one person bowls the first and sixth frame and, like, so on and so forth.
Okay.
And then after that, we do two individual games, and it's a point system. So it's total score for Baker games, and then you have to beat your individual person and total score. So you can get a max of 30 points.
All right. Now, what grade are you guys in?
Both sophomores.
Both sophomores. Oh, so you still have two more years. So coaches are really loving this. Are there many seniors on the bowling team?
We don't have any.
Really? So
yeah.
The success you're having this year...
will continue next year.
Nice. Now, when does the regular season end?
At the end of February, beginning of March.
Okay. All right. So kind of when people are used to the winter seasons ending, and then you go into the state competition.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Date is... like March 3rd.
First weekend of March. Is the state tournament.
Okay.
Yes. Because they'll have a regional and then they'll have a state tournament.
All right.
There's a team regional on a Friday and then the state, then the individual regional is Saturday. And then the following weekend, it's team state on Friday, individual state on Saturday.
All right. When it comes to, you know, different places you bowl, are there any particular places that are just kind of...
Eastland. I can't stand that place.
So, is it just the atmosphere of the place?
It's the oil pattern.
Yeah.
All right.
We bowl there a lot. We have a lot of conference schools who bowl out of Eastland Bowl in Kalamazoo, so...
So you think you would be used to it, but you still don't like it?
Nope.
Favorite place?
I like M66.
M66 is nice.
Okay.
I don't know. Kelly's is kind of nice, too. But not Eastland. Nope. Any other bowling alley but Eastland.
No. Any postseason there, do you know?
No. And their regional has been at Eastland probably the last 3 or 4 years, and this year it's at M66. M66 is in Battle Creek.
Okay. All right. So outside of bowling and softball, have either of you played any other sports?
I did volleyball and basketball in like 7th and 8th grade.
Okay. All right.
I've done volleyball, but no more.
If you sit back and think, if there's one sport that you say, I'm not even going to give that a try.
Basketball.
That was quick. I'll tell you, it takes a certain athlete to be a cheerleader, doesn't it? It most definitely does. So, do you know offhand how much is left in the regular season as far as bowling matches go?
They've got maybe two more conference matches, I think.
I think so.
They're going to a tournament in Muskegon at Mona Shores next Saturday. This coming Saturday, a week from Saturday. And then they're wrapping it up and they'll go into state. I have a feeling that when the next rankings come out, they'll probably be ranked in Division III. They beat some ranked Division II teams this last weekend at, where were you guys at?
Sturgis.
Sturgis Invitational, and they were Division II ranked teams. They beat, Coldwater?
Coldwater, Penfield.
The only one I care about.
Yeah. So they're consistent. I mean, when you talk to Coach Burrell, they're just... seven consistent bowlers who, you know, they don't have one who necessarily stands out all the time. It's one day it's this one pops out, the next game this one pops out, and they're just a good group, and they're young. She's pretty excited.
Yeah, I can imagine she is. Any bowler on the team that's really over the top intense? It's like, okay, if you were to say, you can calm down a little bit. Is there one that's super intense?
Well,
I think, yeah.
I don't know. It's like both of us.
The two of you?
Yeah.
and I mean that in a good way, too. I mean, being intense means you're competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that, huh?
Yeah.
Girls, what are your averages?
Well, right now I'm like pushing a 170 for me. What's yours?
Mine's like a 165.
Nice. Now, of the wins you've had so far this year, is there one that stands out that you've
Penfield.
Penfield.
Yep. The win against Penfield was so amazing. Any win against Penfield just gives us an amazing feeling. Like, they were D3 last year, and now, so we competed against them all the time. But now that they're D2, we barely ever see them. So.
Any chance you get at them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We've only bowled against them once this year. Yeah, and that was at the Sturgis tournament.
All right.
It's a good match.
So undefeated on the regular season and conference play this year. A couple more yet to go, and then regionals kick in, when you said, the beginning of the month?
It was February.
End of February.
Like 23rd, I think.
Yeah, okay. Around there.
Yeah.
All right. And luckily it's not at, what's your least?
Eastland.
Luckily it's not. Do you bowl there at all yet the rest of the year, or are you done with that place?
I think we're done at Eastland.
It's a good thing. Mm-hmm. All right.
You're right.
Hey, Morgan and Emily, thanks for coming in. Congratulations on the season.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good luck the rest of the way. And hopefully the people who put the polls together show some love to Coloma Bowling, right?
That's right.
All right. That's Morgan Hosbein and Emily Felton, members of the girls bowling team here at Coloma. We'll take a break. More coming up from Coloma High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports in the news. Darwin Watson remains the city manager of Benton Harbor, but at a meeting last night, city commissioners voting down a resolution to renew his contract for a year.
And last night's meeting, Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Seats told commissioners Watson should be allowed to continue steering the ship as the city grapples with several issues.
That which has been started this year with the city income tax, with the people that are working and negotiating, and all that he's done this year, that we continue the path.
Still, a vote to extend Watson's contract failed 5-4. Commissioner Ronald Singleton told us he just wanted more discussion on the contract details.
The contract says that it continues to go on if we don't reach an agreement at the end of the contract, so it just continued to go on, and I think we need to do due diligence.
Watson remains the city manager indefinitely until the commission takes some action. We'll hear more when there's another meeting. Andrew Green reporting.
Woman killed in a Hager Township snowmobile crash over the weekend, identified as 43-year-old Katrina Sink. Michigan State Police say her 41-year-old husband, Douglas, remains in a Kalamazoo hospital with serious injuries to his back and pelvis. The two are from Owosso. That's between Lansing and Flint. Investigators say he crashed in a wooded area in the 4700 block of Carmody Road around 1:30 Saturday morning. Still investigating and believe alcohol did play a role in that crash. Another Democrat jumping into a Southwest Michigan political race, now running for the State House in Van Buren County's 66th District, is Dan Seibert. He's an IT engineer at Perrigo and Allegan. Lives in Pawpaw, tells us he wanted to run because he thinks there's not enough transparency and accountability in state government.
A recent study found the state of Michigan last in the nation in terms of transparency. Our legislature is not working to serve the people of Michigan.
So the priorities would be public education, raising the minimum wage, and increasing access to high-speed internet. This is his first run for elected office. He's going after state representative and incumbent Republican Beth Griffin. Congressman Fred Upton calling on the federal government to provide funding in the 2019 budget for the Great Lakes Coastal Resiliency Study. Signed a letter that was sent this week to the Office of Management and Budget and to the Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Army making the request. His office tells us the Army Corps of Engineers has proposed the Great Lakes Coastal Resiliency Study to coordinate a strategy across the Great Lakes states to manage and protect coastlines. Governor Rick Snyder presenting his final budget to lawmakers. In it, he's calling for a one-time $25.9 million investment in Flint to help replace lead service lines and help kids. He also wants to end privatization of prison food service.
We've seen great economic growth, but because of good actions we've done together in partnership, essentially we have $150 million going to roads this year, and we have $200 million of homestead property tax relief, $350 million that otherwise would have gone in the general fund.
Lawmakers are now debating the proposal. I'm Michael Arney, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
So, hey, you didn't get a deer there, eh?
Nope, sure didn't.
Oh, not even a small one?
Nope.
You saw my new mount arrived, right?
Sure did.
So when are you going to Zick's?
So you didn't get a deer this year. That's okay. Zick's Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs has all of the venison products you can dream of, in stock and ready to take home. Venison sausages, jerkies, sticks, and more. Plus hundreds of other wild game products. Visit ZicksMeats.com or visit the showroom.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services. If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. With one call to WAL, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Call 800-727-0433. That's 800-727-0433.
718 and 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports from Coloma High School. It is the WSJM Sports Road Trip brought to you by Realtor Ryan Art, United Way of Southwest Michigan, Waterville Public Schools, and Zick Specialty Meets. As we talk Comet Athletics, we turn our attention to the wrestling team, and Ken Ashley is the coach. And I had asked you during the break about districts, and team districts are tonight, right?
Yep.
So who do you have first?
We wrestle at Berrien Springs, and we wrestle Benton Harbor first.
Okay.
And then should we win that, the winner of South Haven and Berrien Springs.
All right. Overall, the season meet expectations for you, maybe exceed a little bit? Or?
It's been about an average season. We've had our ups and downs. We're really young. We started at the beginning of the season with a couple guys out here or there and struggled a little bit, but we're starting to catch on now. So
we're pretty young. We have a lot of underclassmen that are filling the main weight classes.
Oh yeah, we're really young. We lose two kids I think this year. So
wow.
Yeah, everybody will be back next year plus some. So
nice. Now, do you have enough for a varsity and a JV, or is it just enough to fill a varsity?
Right now we just got enough just to fill the varsity. We've got a few extra and a couple weight classes. We started the year with a lot more, but they ended up quitting on me, so.
Toughest weight class for you to fill this year?
Tough is 103.
103?
I cannot find a 103.
Is that true? That's traditionally, I think any wrestling coach will tell me, 103 is usually the toughest one.
I can't do it.
In most cases, that's probably a freshman. You get to fill that, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, most of the time it's going to be one of those under guys. Freshman, maybe sometimes a sophomore. I don't think there's one walking around in the school right now. So.
Wow. Now, from the lineup, 103 on up to the heavyweight, has there been a part of the lineup that's been the strongest for you?
Oh, yeah. We have a good, solid four kids that I can guarantee you're going to get points most of the time. So that helps out a lot. Those are our older guys, sophomores, juniors. I would say the younger guys still need a little bit more work, but I mean, those four guys, they help us out a lot.
So you brought the three of your wrestlers here with you. Maybe introduce them and what weight class they're in, and maybe just a little observation from you as to how the season's gone for them.
Yep, no problem. We have Cole Alsop here, our heavyweight. He's had a really good year. I'm hoping it gets better as the season progresses here into the playoffs, we can say. I think his record is 38-6.
Pretty nice.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Then I have Ian Ishmael here, who is our 135. Same thing, he's coming along good now. He started out really, really good and then faced some tough kids, really tough kids, which is good. And he's hung in there with them. I mean, he wrestled the state champ, and I think he ended up losing by two against Crespo.
Wow.
So,
yeah. Okay.
I mean, he's hanging in there good, and I'm looking for good things to finish off the season here. And then we got Jermaine Smith, our 189. He's undefeated through the year so far. Same thing. I hope he can progress too and move on. That's how it goes now.
All right, so again, the heavyweight Cole Alsop. Cole, as you came into the season, were there any goals you set for yourself as far as record goes, a number of wins or pins, anything like that you kind of had your eye on before the season started?
I just wanted to make sure I made my way to state and want to try to place.
Now, you're in what grade?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. Did you wrestle varsity last year?
Yeah, last year I made it to regionals and lost in the blood rounds.
Okay. So. All right. Now, how much wrestling do you do during the off season? And more I hear about some of the club wrestling situations. Is it almost a year-round sport for you?
Yeah, you're always training, trying to get better. But we usually have practices over the summer.
Okay. Anything in particular you worked on getting ready for this season based on what you did last year and you wanted to improve on coming into to this season? Was there anything that you were really focusing on?
I'm really trying to focus on my foot speed and trying to get faster.
Okay. All right. And Ian Ishmael, Ian, you're having a nice season. Coach mentioned that you went up against a defending state champion.
Yeah, first match of the year.
Was it the first one of the year?
Very first.
Wow. Holy smokes. And you're in what grade?
Sophomore.
Sophomore. All right. So you wrestled the varsity last year as well?
I did.
All right. Based on what you did last year, coming into this year, what were some of the things, what were some of your expectations, goals you wanted to set for yourself?
I was expecting to have a winning record. I knew last year my season ended kind of early, so I just wanted to get past that. Ever since summer, one goal I've set is I want to place at state, and that's been a goal as long as I can remember.
So has the season for you personally gone as well as you would hope?
It has. There's been some ups and downs. There's been some tough matches that I've lost, lost in overtime, lost by a minor decision that could have gone either way. It was just that close.
Now, if people might recognize your last name, Ishmael, your dad coached and wrestled here. So did you have much of a choice as far as what sport you were going to play in the winter?
Not really. I know growing up, when I was a little baby, I was sitting there, I was growing up on the mats. I was crawling around on the mats. My mom was the athletic trainer here, so I've been in the school for as long as I can remember.
Wow. All right. And Jermaine, for you, you're in what grade?
I'm a senior.
Okay, so you're one of the few seniors on the team. What expectations did you have coming in? What goals did you put on yourself coming into this season, being your last?
My goal is to win state championship this year and to be undefeated.
Now, last year, how did that go for you?
It went good, you know, but like this year, I came back more better. I worked more harder, you know, to get better than I am like now today. So like last year, I placed eighth last year at state, and this year I'm trying to win the whole state championship.
Now, was there anything in particular, I asked Cole this for you, was there anything in particular you really focused on working on the mats, getting ready for this season to hopefully make that run at the state championship?
Yeah, my shots.
Okay. All right. Now, Coach mentioned you're undefeated so far this season?
Yes, sir.
Does that surprise you at all, or did you kind of expect to be at this spot right now?
It surprised me, but, you know, at the same time, it all depends. Like, if you work hard, you know, you believe in yourself, and you know you're going to be undefeated.
Any other top wrestlers, Coach, that you've had on the team that have performed pretty well for you so far?
We have our 140, Cody Reese's. Got a winning record. I forgot exactly what the record is, but I think he's only lost four times, too. So, say those four guys right there, pretty much they lead the team. So trying to think, we bump guys here or there, so even when we bump the guys, those guys end up doing good, so it helps out a lot.
Usually when we have wrestlers on the program, I ask them this question, because there's an awful lot of discipline that goes into being a wrestler, and one of those disciplines is maintaining your weight. And, you know, I know that's a struggle even if you're not a wrestler trying to maintain your weight. But when the season is over and you don't have to worry about it anymore, and you know where I'm going to go with this question, right? First thing you're going to go for as far as what you can eat, that you just think, you know what, I don't have to worry about maintaining my weight right now because the season's over. Cole, what's the first thing you're going to grab for when the season's over?
I haven't really thought of it, but probably some type of dessert.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Do you have a favorite dessert?
Not really.
Anything that's sweet, right?
Yeah.
Ian, for you, what are you going to grab for first?
Last year, right after my season was over, the first thing I went and I did is I went to Five Guys. That's going to be my plan for this year as well.
That's not a bad spot.
Go get a good burger, shake. That's where it's at.
That's where it's at. Well, hopefully it's going to be a while before you can do that, though, right?
4 weeks and then...
Well, you got to mark that in the calendar, don't you? Put in your order now. Jermaine, for you?
I really don't be having an appetite after wrestling season because, you know, I'd be stomach be so strained. So, like after wrestling, I'm probably about to go to so many restaurants to eat to get my appetite back and get my stomach back.
Outside of wrestling, any other sports that you participate in or extracurricular, you know, clubs that you're involved with here at Coloma Germain for you, anything else outside of wrestling you have going on?
Yeah, I play football, so, and this year I'm going to do track.
Okay. All right. Ian?
During the fall, I ran cross country. Going to be playing baseball during springtime. Part of bands, and spring break, I'm going to go to Mexico for a Spanish trip.
Great. All right. Cole, for you?
I also play football. I'm going to do track this year. I'm also in bands.
All right. Track for you, is it going to be the 2 mile or the 100 meter? Neither?
No.
Shot put? Discus?
Yeah.
High jump?
I think I'll pass.
And I asked Morgan and Emily when they were on earlier, if there is a sport that you were to look at, it's like there is no way in the world. One sport that you know you're bad at and you're not even going to give it a try. Cole, is there one for you? Any sport?
No, probably hockey.
Hockey? Not good on skates?
No.
Neither am I. Ian?
Basketball.
No?
No, I'm not a hooper.
Well, I think Coach Ashley's probably happy that you're not a hooper.
Yeah, so is my dad.
Jermaine, for you?
Ball is life. Basketball.
Basketball?
Basketball.
All right.
I'll be like LeBron James.
Coach is going to debate you on that one. You guys, thanks a lot for coming in. Congratulations on the season. Good luck the rest of the season. Again, you've got districts coming up tonight. That's in Berrien Springs. All right, and then individual districts are Saturday?
Saturday.
All right, at Constance. All right. Good luck, you guys.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
See you. We'll take a break. More coming up as we talk girls basketball next from Coloma High School. The road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
As a first-time home buyer, navigating the path to home ownership can be stressful and often overwhelming. Choosing the wrong realtor could mean losing the home of your dreams. Choose the right realtor. Ryan Art of Keller Williams Realty, with 18 years of experience to assist you in making the best decisions when it comes to the purchase or sale of your home. Ryan Art earned the honor of being named the 2016 Realtor of the Year for Southwest Michigan. Contact Ryan and see how he can help you find the home of your dreams today at ryanart.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
It's a great day in the state of Michigan. Louis Dominion here for you at Dominion Chevrolet. But for some kids and families, it's not. And that's what St. Jude is there for. It's there to take care of the kids who need help. The only place they can turn to, because it's the best facility in the world. The way that the kids are, the way that they treat them and everything is second to none in the world. So we're going to donate $200 on every new Chevy that we sell. Chevy's the best built, best backed, most awarded car company. If you haven't checked one out lately, by gosh, do yourself a favor. Plus, we're going to give you the lowest price. We're going to sell them all at GM Supplier, which is the lowest price you're going to get. You win, the kids win, we lose. I love it. We're helping you out, we're helping the kids out. That's what we're here for. Dominion Chevrolet, we're here for you and the kids. Dominion Chevrolet, 465-3325 or dchevy.com.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
We're at Coloma High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. A road trip is brought to you in part by the United Way of Southwest Michigan. United Way, as we've been talking about over the last several weeks, is out in the community looking to address needs, whether it be health-related needs or income-related needs, basic needs, or even education needs. When we first started talking about what the United Way does and the impact they have in Southwest Michigan, some of the educational issues that they saw and needed addressed, one of them was like 30%, 31% of students in Berrien and Cass counties don't graduate from high school on time. 57% of third graders are not meeting reading proficiency. United Way saw those needs and they look to address them. They're looking to ensure that 80% of children are ready for kindergarten. They want to increase the number of third graders who are meeting reading proficiency by 20%. They want to increase the high school graduation rate by 10%. And also 60% of adults will have both secondary credentials thanks to the United Way of Southwest Michigan, working through some of their partners like Club H2O, Center for Reading, Project Learn, Lunch Buddies, Learning for Life, and more. Just a few examples of what the United Way means to life in Southwest Michigan. If you want to know more, go to uwsm.org. It's uwsm.org. Fred Paulson is the girls basketball coach here at Coloma as we continue our conversation with Coloma Athletics. And good to see you. How are you?
I'm good. And just so you know, I'm going to eat whatever I want even before the season's over.
Yeah, no restrictions.
No.
I like that. Your ladies are playing pretty well right now. I was looking, the winners of three of your last four?
Four. We're 9-6 overall, 7-2 in the conference. But, you know, we're in the time of year where if we want to win the conference, we can't lose again. And so it's as I told the girls yesterday, it's not about practice, it's about getting ready to play.
Now you got, you play tomorrow, and then do you have back-to-back games next week?
No, well, it depends on what happens tomorrow.
Yeah,
no, we played Monday and Tuesday this week.
It was this past week,
yes.
Yeah. Do you like those back-to-back games?
No.
Well, if I ask
no.
the girls, it's going to be a different answer.
Well, that might be. I think the problem is one of them was a non-conference game.
Okay.
Now, if they're conference and everybody's doing it, yeah, then it's okay.
Right.
But I kind of use Monday as a practice, and, you know, and Brandywine played well and got us. But the Lawrence game was our focus.
Now, you brought a couple of your young ladies with you, and maybe talk a little bit about what they've meant to the team so far this season.
Well, our senior, Mike Anderson, she's our sixth man or sixth person. And, you know, I've always been a big believer that the sixth man has to make you better when you go in. And she brings that aggression, and she, you know, and I always tell the girls, I don't need points off the bench. I need a rebound. I need a charge. I need something that keeps us at a high level. And she's been able to do that. So, you know, we got several girls that could probably start, but I think for me it's rotation and what helps us the most. And you got to buy into those things. And she's done that, and she's been with us, and she has improved her game each year. And so she's been a big part of what we do.
Outstanding.
And then Hannah, who has been with us, and again, Hannah is our point guard, so to speak, because we don't have anybody on the team that likes that position.
Ah, okay.
And so Hannah and I have a love-hate relationship right now. And
she's agreeing with you.
Yeah, yeah. And but, you know, she handles it, and that's what's important. And we do let Morgan back her up a little bit, but I want the ball in Hannah's hands because that's what we practice. And she can be aggressive. She gets to the basket. I just, you know, it's hard. You know, a point guard position in basketball is probably the most important position. And, you know, to make somebody a point guard is not easy. That's, some of it is very innate. And so we've been working at it. And, you know, it doesn't always go as smoothly as we like. So we have our times. But overall, I'm very, very pleased with both these young ladies.
All right, so again, Micah Anderson and Hannah Mathis are joining us. Now, Hannah, when Coach says you are the quote-unquote point guard going into the season, were you kind of expecting that to be your position?
Yeah, because we talked about it last year a lot. It was a big transition, so.
Now, so you knew going into the season?
Yeah, we had to change things around, losing different players and people coming up, so we kind of figured that last year.
So do you prepare differently then, knowing that you've got a different position that the coach is going to rely on you for?
Mentally, yeah. I have to prepare more mentally than anything. So.
Well, you had, 12 points in the win against Lawrence the other night.
So yeah.
That was a nice night. Congratulations.
Thanks.
And, you know, Hannah, I should say Micah, for you, coach says, you know, how much you mean to the team coming in as number six. Is there a certain part of the game or a certain stat you really pride yourself on?
Usually if I'm on, I pride myself on defense. Like, I don't really worry about, like, offense. Like, if I don't score a lot, I'm not really worried. So as long as I get a defensive rebound or even offense, but defense is where it's going to be at.
And those are the stats that really matter. I mean, a lot of people will look at the box score, how many points does somebody score? But I think there are stats that coaches appreciate, whether it be taking a charge, assists, rebounds, block shots, and maybe don't show up in the box score, that mean an awful lot to a team.
I think if you don't have those type of stats, you're probably not a very good team. And, you know, and I think we have 10 girls, and I think this year every one of them at some point has made a difference in a game that we won. And that's, you know, and some of them only played maybe that game, but it was important. And that's really hard because, you know, everybody likes to play, but it's you have to be ready when your number's called. And that's kind of the things we look for because those are the difference makers.
And maybe, Micah and Hannah, I'll ask you. I mentioned with coaches, we started, you won three of your last four games and, what, five of your last six, I think, something along that.
Something like that. Like.
What do you think, what's been the, what's led to the success lately for this basketball team? Is there any one thing or a couple things in particular that are really starting to work for you guys? Micah, for you, what do you think?
I think our defense is really coming together. Like, defense is a real big part of our game, and I keep mentioning that because if you don't have defense and, like, they keep scoring, there's nothing you can really do about it. But our defense has really been picking up lately, and we have another we have tried different things, and we're getting really good at those, too.
So. Awesome. And, you know, and Mahana, for you, anything else that you think has been a key to the run?
I mean, I agree with Micah. Definitely defense for us. That's our thing. That's what's get us going on offense. Mm-hmm.
Who are some of the other top young ladies that have led the team for you this year?
Well, you know, they've been on the radio show every time is Morgan Wagner and Kayla Yore. And obviously they're our leaders, and they're both playing fairly well, too. And this is the time of year where you want everybody playing well. And our fifth position has almost been everybody. But right now it's Marissa, and she's played really well. So. You know, it's a time of year where you have to put aside differences and just play for the good of the team. And our girls do that. There's nobody selfish on our team. And they do it despite the coaching, which is always a great thing.
Well, and Coach mentioned the love-hate relationship that you have. But I get the impression that Coach Paulson, you know, he expects a lot of you guys. But he makes the season fun for you guys, doesn't he?
Absolutely. At times it's a little
Hannah,
hard.
You're
but
not telling the truth.
The real answer comes when we go into the next commercial break, right? What about outside of basketball? Any other sports or clubs or activities that you guys are involved with here at Coloma?
We both participate in volleyball and softball, so.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Any clubs or any extracurriculars outside of sports that you're involved with, or is that pretty much?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's about it.
All right. Micah, for you, of the three sports, do you have a favorite one?
Yes, I do. Softball is my favorite.
Okay. All right. No, actually, Coach Goodline, when we were here setting up, we get here about 6:15 in the morning. She comes walking down the hall. She goes, "Yeah, we got softball workouts in the gym." It's like, I'm thinking to myself, it's 6:15. But you guys, I mean, if I don't have to be to work at 6:15, I'm not at work at 6:15. But you already had your softball workout
yep.
in for the day. Oh, man. Now, Hannah, for you, do you have a favorite sport?
I surprisingly enjoy basketball the most, so despite the coaching.
Oh, like you said, love hate relationship.
Yeah, she'd probably like it more if I wasn't around.
Is there a sport that you would go to any extreme to avoid playing? One that you just, you know what, I'm not good at it. If it was my list, it'd be a very long list.
Dance.
Dance?
Yes, dance.
You don't have the moves?
No moves, no rhythm.
Oh, okay, then I'm with you on that one, too.
Right.
Most definitely that.
For me, it'd probably be soccer.
Okay. Not into running up and down the field.
No.
Headbutting the ball.
No.
Yeah, it's not fun. Not fun. Craziest player on the team. Who's the one who's just, you know, it just you would let your lady go, wow, she is so crazy, in a good way.
Kayla. It's between Kayla and Kelsey, I think. Kayla, they're definitely, they're both pretty funny. Make you laugh.
Yeah?
Yes.
Every day.
So, but instead of me asking Coach this, I'll ask you guys this. What's going to make Coloma girls basketball a better team the rest of the regular season, which there isn't much left of the regular season, and going into the tournament? What do you guys think you need to improve on getting ready for a possible tournament run?
I think we need to improve on, like, talking on the court. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of basketball, period. But I think if we improve that, then it's really up to us. Like, what? It's nothing physical. It's all mental. So.
I think, yeah, pretty much the same thing. I mean, offense is, I think that's where we might struggle. So I think that's what that's what we should work on. So, layups, yes, definitely.
Well, so there's a suggestion that didn't have to come from you, is making layups.
No, and Miss Eckes is our layup coach, so I don't know.
Dang it.
No, I think I like the talking is extremely important. I think your defense is better as soon as you start talking, even if you jibber jabber. I mean, that gets into the heads of the other team that, man, they must know what they're talking about. And Hannah's right. We struggle in streaks offensively. And we'll have a great streak, and then we can't throw the ball in the ocean standing on the shore. So the defense has to pick us up there. And, you know, you'd like all those things to come together about this time of year.
The next up is Waterville Elite tomorrow.
Yeah, and, you know, our seniors have not beat Waterville Elite, but we don't make an issue out of that. But, I mean, if we're going to win, we're going to have to do it there, and we're very capable.
Just kind of a low-key game for you guys, right?
Yeah, no big deal.
No big deal, no. All right, you guys, thanks for coming in. Congratulations on the season and the run you're on right now, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Right, Coach, always good to see you.
All right, thank you, Phil.
All right, take care. We'll take a break. More coming up from Coloma High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Why me? It's natural for people to ask when their lives and livelihoods hang in the balance. There's no single answer to that question. Hi, I'm Anna Murphy, president of United Way of Southwest Michigan. At United Way, we do everything humanly possible to provide responses and solutions that protect, improve, and empower lives around Southwest Michigan. Whether it's through volunteerism, our strong nonprofit sector, or community-wide initiatives, change is happening in a big way. We are celebrating our 75th year serving Southwest Michigan. We thank you for your support. We are excited about the work being done in our communities, but we know there's much more work to be done. We invite you to join the fight, because change doesn't happen alone. Hope isn't a one-man band, and there's no such thing as self-taught or self-made. We have one life. To live better, we must live united. To find ways that you can be the change and live united, visit uwsm.org.
A bath faucet should stand the test of time and always be in style, no matter what your style. The exclusive Pfister Ladera widespread bath faucet in Tuscan bronze from the Home Depot does exactly that. And it's at a new lower price of just $109. You save $10. So you can have this timeless design without having to renovate your budget. The exclusive Pfister Ladera faucet, now just $109 during the Winter Kitchen and Bath event only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 7th while supplies last.
Educational athletics start in a healthy environment. As much attention needs to be given to the four H's, head, heart, history, and hydration, as the X's and O's. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for a variety of resources to make you better aware of school sports health issues, including links to free online courses on hydration and concussions. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Just past 7:45 at 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sport. The road trip is at Coloma High School this morning. We are brought to you by Zix Specialty Meats, Waterville Elite Public Schools, United Way of Southwest Michigan, and Realtor Ryan Art. We're going to wrap things up talking Comet boys basketball. Paul Marfia is the head coach, and you guys still undefeated in the season. Congratulations on that. Have they surprised you much as the season has gone on, or is this something you were kind of expecting before the season started?
Well, I think every player, every coach, you know, feels and that they should win every game, you know. And like you said, if you asked me where I wanted to be after 14 games, 14-0 is absolutely where I wanted to be. Now, was I willing to bet the mortgage on my house on it? Probably not, you know. But like I said, this team has been very resilient, and we've had several opportunities not to be undefeated, that's for sure. And they seem to have answered the call every time that it's been there, so that's been great to see the resolve.
Now, the success, whether undefeated or not, when you took the program over and you saw, you started, you know, seeing this particular group of players coming through, I have to imagine when you saw this, and talking to you over the years, you were telling me, you know, wait until this group starts becoming juniors and seniors, and things are going to look up. You were kind of looking for this kind of success. Maybe not undefeated, but you were looking for pretty decent success from this group, weren't you?
Well, I know that you can't have success without hard work or being involved, and I knew when I got here that there were a lot of parents that were taking these kids and playing in little travel things around there and getting involved when they were in seventh and eighth grade, and I knew that's the start, okay? And once you have that start, then there's stuff you can work with, you know, and I knew with this group of kids, the seniors and Zach, that they were doing that. You know, Wendy Goodline, Mr. Young, Mr. Starnes were always traveling these kids to go into different tournaments, so I knew we had the foundation laid there to see what we could build from it and do that. So there was, you know, an inkling that we could have some success. It wasn't a guarantee. These kids had to put work in the last couple of years, but we had a chance.
And there was a write-up I saw yesterday or the other day that is from the MHSAA about your undefeated team, and they quoted you as saying that one of the reasons for success is the grittiness and the hard-nosed play of this team. And I think if there's a perfect example of that is the guy two seats down to my right, the face of being tough-nosed, the guy who took one for the team, and I didn't even think he was going to be here, is Levi Wilkins. He's got stitches above his eye. And but that, to me, sounds like his, you know, Levi... You don't have everybody walking around with stitches above their eye, but he's a good example of how hard-nosed this basketball team is.
Oh, for sure. I mean, like I said, he's a captain of our team. He really sets the tone. And if you've been to our games this year, there's several examples of him. You know, what we've hanging our hat on is our defensive intensity and our effort and willing to do the things that maybe other teams don't want to do. And, you know, he's a kid that does that and, you know, mixes that up. And he's really been pretty annoying the last day or so talking about how he's going to play during the Water League game and, you know, got a mask. And, I mean, I'm all about covering up his face as much as I can. But, you know, I don't know. To get him out there to play, we'll have to see what we can do.
Levi, I've been talking back and forth with you over the last couple of days, and I haven't bothered to ask what happened. I don't even know if you, based on what I saw, how you looked after the game, do you even remember?
Oh, yeah. I saw, all right, there was a ball. It was a loose ball. There was a loose ball, and I'm always diving on the ground for the balls. And there was a big old kid I remember, and I just dove for the ball. And when I dove for the ball, I was in the air, and he landed on my back, so my head just smacked the ground. And then I looked up, and I saw the side of Brandywine, their home side, and they all like their faces got all big. I was like, holy crap, what's going on? Then I saw blood on the ground, and then I saw a coach coming up to me and said, Levi, get up. I said, nah, coach, I'm all right. And he said, no, you need to go to the hospital. You need to get stitches. And I was like, okay. And then I stood up, and then all I remember is just passing out. And then I don't remember anything else after that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Now, but you want to play tomorrow, don't you?
Oh, I'm playing tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think the thing we lose in all this is really the bill he's going to get for damaging the floor, okay? I mean, I know you guys are talking about his head and everything, but I think his head's far harder than the floor is. So I'm waiting for that bill to come from Brandywine, that's for sure.
Oh, so you don't have to just worry about cleanup. You have to worry about the dent that he left in the floor?
Yes, that's for sure.
Also, you brought with you Tevin Blazer and Zach Goodline. Talk for Tevin, Levi, and Zach, talk about the... what they've meant to this team and the success you've had so far, 14-0 in the season.
Well, you know, like you said, I mean, I look at coaching as, you know, sort of like a chef's only as good as his ingredients. You know, you can have a master chef out there, but if the vegetables are bad, it's going to taste bad. And I tell you what, and we got good ingredients. I mean, we got kids that are really, you know, they've bought in and they maybe haven't seen what was going to happen. They had to have a lot of faith in what we're talking about, like this crazy guy making his run, come in the morning, do all this other kind of stuff. We've hauled logs around my house. We've done all this other kind of weird stuff. And you know what? And these kids have done it. they've just said, you know, okay, coach, whatever you need us to do. And, you know, and it's been great to see that. I mean, Tevin was a freshman. And I'm like, Tevin, I don't have enough kids for my varsity. I mean, I literally only had 7 kids. And I'm like, I need an 8th kid so I can at least practice. I said, I don't know how much you're going to play at all, but, I mean, do you want to do it? And he just looked at me and said, okay, coach, yeah, I'll do that, you know. And he was up on the varsity as a freshman. And just, you know, whatever we've asked him to do, you know, he's done that. And that sort of exemplifies what we're talking about, you know. And Zach exemplifies a selfless player. I've never had a kid that has that much talent, able to shoot the ball as well as he could. I mean, I can't even shoot like 10% as good as he would, and I'd be chucking up more shots than he would, you know. But he's always there, and he's just as excited. I mean, PJ scored 27 in Brandywine, and he was probably more giddy than PJ, you know, about him scoring, you know, and all the other kind of stuff. And I think that really just talks about setting the tone. You know, Willie Donald is a senior on us that is probably the most excited kid on our bench and truly is excited for everyone else out there. And I think that's the kind of stuff that's contagious. That's the kind of stuff that, you know, you can't – I can't make a kid do that. Either that's inside them or it's not, and it's inside these kids. So I've been very proud of them and happy for the results they've had, and we're going to continue to keep working.
So, Tevin, are you glad that Coach talked you into coming out for basketball a few years ago?
Oh, yeah. Not really, like, coming into basketball, but I'm glad he talked me into coming up, because now that I've been here 4 years now, I can tell all the underclassmen or, like, even the seniors that, like, this is what, like, we have to do right, and I've been around that for so long. So, like, when we're in a drill or, like, even in a game, it's not even hesitating. I can just do it like that because I've been doing it for so long.
So Coach mentioned some of the workouts he put you guys through. Do you ever step back and think, wait a minute, this is basketball. We got to do this.
Yeah, sometimes, like, during condition, he'd had us run to our house, but I think the school stopped all that. But, like, sometimes, like, I complain, like, this is unpaid labor and stuff like that. He's having us move his wood, putting him into pallets and stuff like that. But it's only getting us better, so.
Zach, for you, yeah, I had a chance to talk to you last week as our student athlete of the week, and the points have been there, but, you know, I'll have you commented again, and Coach had mentioned this too, is the points aren't just the only thing that you're excited about. I mean, you focus and pride yourself on a lot of the other stats as well. I think a lot of people will see what you point-wise and think, you know, that's all you're concerned about. That's probably not the number one thing you're concerned about.
Right. Scoring points is one way you can impact the game, and I try to impact the game in so many other different ways than just scoring the ball. So I try to do everything on the court and improve everything in just my scoring ability.
Before the season even started, if someone were to say, Zach, 14 games in, you guys are going to be 14-0, would you have said, yeah, I agree, or would you have said, well, you might be a little off?
I had worst-case scenario, like I have on my little schedule. I had worst-case scenario and I had best-case scenario. Best-case scenario, we're 14-0 right now. Worst-case scenario, I don't really know what it was. It doesn't matter anymore. But we 14-0 right now. It's awesome. I love the feeling.
Biggest win you guys have had so far this season?
I'd say Kalamazoo Hackett, just because our resilience, down 15 at the half, only had 14 points in the first two quarters, and then we come back and win. I think that just summarizes how our season is going and how hard we play no matter what the score is.
Levi, for you, what do you think? What's the biggest win? Would you say the same thing, or is there another one?
I'd say Kalamazoo Hackett as well, because we were all down, and we knew that if we kept playing like crap in the second half, then we were going to lose, and then we were trying to get undefeated until the rest of the season, and if we knew if we didn't play how we played in the second half, then we for sure were going to be.
As one of the seniors on the team, what do you think has led to the success so far this year?
Probably the way we practice, because coach even knows if we don't practice how we play, we have to practice hard. Go all not game speed, then we're not going to do as good as we do in a game. And then people are just going to run all over us. We're going to think teams are not as good as when they really are as good. So I definitely say practice.
So, Tevin, I asked Zach, and I'll ask you, if somebody before the season said 14 games in, you guys would be 14-0, what would you have thought?
Like, seeing our schedule, like, and, like, knowing we've been playing together for so long with travel tournaments and stuff, and we were talking about, oh, we're going to go 20-0 this season, so I had no doubt in my mind that we'd be undefeated up till then. But just like us the last couple years, you can catch a game you can catch a team at any time and stuff like that. So we know not to take teams as a joke and come out and play hard and just, yeah.
All right. Well, final question for you guys. Now that you've talked and Coach has brought up some of the out of the ordinary workouts that he has for you. Let's say in practice, one of the practices coming up, he says, you know what? We're not going to practice basketball today. We're going to have a two-on-two dodgeball tournament. And you had to pick a teammate to be your teammate. Who on the team, Tevin, if you were to pick a teammate as your partner in dodgeball, who would it be?
If I had to pick a teammate, I'd probably go Michael Dancer, because Michael's just really, he's just so athletic. He can jump out the gym, long arms, and I'd love to see him throw a ball. And he's just a fun person to be around, just so seeing him get hit or something like that. It's always something funny, always something you can laugh with Michael.
Levi, who are you going to pick?
I'd probably pick Zach, just because he's my quarterback. And he can throw the ball pretty hard. So, yeah, that's pretty rough.
That's a good choice.
I'd have to go with one of my best friends who's not completely on the team, but shout out to Jordan Pierce because, I don't know, he's a pretty good athlete for being the size, and I think we'd just be a good pair together.
Sounds good. You guys, thanks a lot for coming in. Congratulations on the season. You have Water of Elite tomorrow night. Good luck in that one.
Thank you.
Good to see you guys. Coach, good to see you. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up. From Coloma High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I'm Kevin Schooley, superintendent of Water of Elite Public Schools. Our primary focus is student achievement with attention to attendance and attitude. With our quality teaching staff, children are given the opportunity to learn as much as they can in the time that they're with us. We believe that all students can achieve at high levels, and our entire staff works for the good of the kids. Attendance is important for school and beyond, and a can-do attitude is an attitude of success. Panther pride. Achievement, attendance, and attitude. Go Panthers.
You've been thinking about it for a while.
When I came into foster care, I had no time to think, and I was scared.
You want to learn more, but you don't know where to start.
You may wonder if you'll have the time to be a foster parent, or if you'll be good enough.
I wondered if I was even lovable at all, but my foster family showed me I was.
Your questions and concerns are normal. Answering the call to care for kids in need is deeply rewarding.
My foster family helped me feel loved, healed, and wanted. They have changed my life.
Learn what it takes to be a foster parent.
To learn more, go to the Berrien Foster Parents Facebook page to see all orientation dates.
As we wrap things up from Coloma High School, that is going to do it for our WSJM Sports Road Trip. The road trip is brought to you by Zix Specialty Meats, United Way of Southwest Michigan, Realtor Ryan Art, and Water of Elite Public Schools. Thanks to everybody here at Coloma for the hospitality. And looking forward to our continued trips around Southwest Michigan as we continue to spotlight student-athletes around the area. The road trip, thanks to again to Lewis here on site and also to Scott back in our studios for all their help on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is 95.7 and 1400 WSJM St. Joseph and W239 CJ Benton Harbor, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Your WSJM Sports Scoreboard. The Detroit Pistons' win streak continues. They have now won four straight games with Blake Griffin. They have now won five straight overall after a 115-106 win over the Brooklyn Nets. Andre.